I'm still at the beginning trying to get an overview of what is already done in cyber arts, and I'm still not so far that I can claim to be an expert. I can only hint at a few things that I find especially interesting. And one thing that is done increasingly in very interesting ways is that in cyber arts, in certain areas of cyber arts, that the part of the creative processes of the creative creativity is handed over to the machine. It's the result of a cyber art artwork. The result is that the finished artwork is not exclusively anymore a human creation. There are so many ways to interact with the machines. There's a wide field of evolutionary artworks where you let the machine do what kind of, you set the constraints, you set the conditions, and then you select what comes back. There's the wide thing of the using, for example, fractals, which come from complexity theory, where you cannot know before you started what the result will be. You just have to try and have to let the machine calculate the result. Now, all those things that cannot be realized by a human artist alone, but only in the interaction between you and the machine, and what the machine can add, or what only the machine can make real or even visible. You know, it had a major effect on people when it started with the fractal arts, where people were able to see the mandelbrot set. Things like that have never been seen. Of course, the set was there all the time, and it was discovered decades ahead before computer graphics was available. So the sub-art makes it possible to enter realms that we couldn't imagine as human beings alone. And I think this is a very characteristic part of the whole thing. Not the only one, but I think one that has to offer most of the most interesting things, I think. Well, not especially to writers, although writers can take advantage of this too. One thing is, the first is something that's very obvious for anybody in Second Life. It's that we can be free of certain physical constraints, something like what we are doing right now, that you can bring people together for a common activity who are physically on very different physical locations. We are here on several continents, in several countries, in several mother tongues, and we are all here right now at the same time, at the same place. That's something very obvious, and that's something very useful. Being free of physical constraints, of course, you can create objects in cyber art, especially in virtual arts, that would be impossible in real because you have physical constraints. You have gravity. Here you can simply counteract gravity. You don't need gravity. You can use it if you like, but you don't have to. We can build up our artworks in 5,000 meters, I think about 4,000 meters above our heads. So we're free of quite a number of physical constraints, not all of them. We have our plume limits, we have our place limits here, but it's quite a different thing. It's the first thing that's very obvious for me. The second is that that the means of creating art and creating advanced art have become to some degree democratized. If I allow me to say so, it has been much more freely available. What you need today is what you need. You need certain hardware, a little hardware, which has become rather affordable today, from very powerful hardware, very powerful graphics and monitors. And then you just have this. This is what you need. All other things you can get free in the net. You can have them free of all the means available. people. Well, especially love is that there are teams out there who create open source software, open source development tools to create art, something like the processing language, like the open framework and pure data and all this stuff that's just created out there for free. It's all available. And it's even much more than that. All you need is to have your own skills, your own ingenuity, and just this machine that is called computer and an internet access. Because this is why a lot of constraints have been lifted. It has been much more easier to do stunning things. And I think that's a future possibility that a lot of people will use.